Let's say we get a flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I have a theory on big black guys.
The only station in America that had Jesse Jackson and Courtney Madden on in the same segment.
Live, no less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of what we do.
How to jazz.
Interesting story coming out of... you're going to love this one, Mike, because this story emanated live on the Boomer and Carton show here in New York.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Boomer and I'm
Boomer
Carton.
And Carton in the morning.
Let's talk about the big game.
Yeah.
What do you got? I'm taking the Seahawks.
I don't know, man. The Broncos are playing awfully well.
I like the Jets. Give me the Jets.
You want the Jets?
I want the Jets.
Jerry Seinfeld was on with Boomer Esiason and Milk Carton. I don't know his name.
I was watching Seinfeld last night.
Mm-hmm. And,
Seinfeld.
That never stops being funny.
I know.
Seinfeld.
I was watching Seinfeld.
I was watching Seinfeld last night.
Hey.
Oh, man. All right, so what did Seinfeld do?
So he's on with Boomer and Carton, and there's been rumors floating around about a project, and he has not come clean about his new project. He keeps referencing this new project. Well, now, it turns out it's some sort of Seinfeld reunion.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a secret project because he and George Alexander have been hanging out a lot, and people are like, what are they doing together? So,
Jason Alexander.
What did I say?
George Alexander.
Yeah. So here's what is confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is some sort of reunion. It's longer than 60 seconds, unlike sex. Larry David is in on it. I don't know if he's in it, but he's in on it. Other Seinfeld characters are involved as well. And Seinfeld said the project will be a one and done, and that we will all see it very, very soon.
Hmm.
Is this some sort of Super Bowl thing?
Who can know?
Like a commercial or something?
I don't know if very, very soon means necessarily the next... 3 days.
Like Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Now, was Larry David ever actually in Seinfeld?
I think he may have been as an extra, but no, he never had a speaking part.
Wait, well,
George.
He
what,
did
what's
have
that?
A speaking part where he played Steinbrenner.
He played Steinbrenner.
But you never saw his face.
Yeah, so he was the voice of George Steinbrenner. And all you saw because George worked for the Yankees, and so he would go into Steinbrenner's office, and all you saw from Steinbrenner was the back of his head, and he would, that stupid voice, and they talk like this. He talked like your dad, kind of.
Man, I wish I'd watched Seinfeld, too.
Dude, it's the best.
You'd have liked it.
It's the best. Yeah. Now, Jake, did you watch Seinfeld?
Yeah. I mean, most of it has gone back in watching it, but I was in for, the last 3 or 4 years, and I think I've seen just about every episode.
Okay. I thought this is coming from someone who doesn't like comedy.
That's correct.
Except the hard line.
Also correct.
So,
I respect your turning away from comedy also.
You guys are kindred spirits in that regard. Justin Bieber, the toxicology report is back from his drag racing episode.
Hey.
Hey.
There she is again.
What's up?
Dude.
Gina?
You're welcome.
No.
Yeah, it's
what's
Courtney.
Your name? Courtney.
Yeah.
Ginny.
Gina. Need more
dude,
boots.
That ass.
My, Corby.
Bottom, what?
Bottom.
She's 21.
Bottom.
Hey, bro.
And what do you expect? She jumps.
Yeah, she...
She works out 3 hours a day.
She leaps over sand.
Holy fook.
Right.
I'm going to say it. That's the best ass in New York City. Right now.
Is that the best ass you've ever seen?
Ass.
I don't know, but mark that. It's pretty awesome. And I don't care if she's 21.
Hey.
Don't say it. Did you hear him in the break?
Hey.
He used the grass on the playing field analogy.
You kidding?
No. It was the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
Hey, there's grass on the field. Play ball. Yeah.
Play ball.
All right, we're rolling now.
He's using
it's pretty
that,
ridiculous.
That joke,
I must admit.
Going to tennis concerts.
Mm-hmm. You're hip.
Leave tennis out of this.
Too late.
They're good.
You brought it up.
Justin Bieber had been smoking marijuana.
Marijuana?
And taking prescription drugs while he was drag racing, it appears. Urine tests processed by the University of Miami indicate that he had lots of weed in his system, and he was also taking Xanax for anxiety, Mike.
Yes, and all this time throughout this episode, his dad was in on this.
Yeah, that's kind of burying the lead. And we didn't get into that his dad was like encouraging his son to drag race. You know the problem here? His what? Freaking dad is like 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
His dad had him when he was like 16 or something. What a gravy train. I mean, did you know how when you have kids as a teenager, how your life is ruined and people are just shaking their head probably at all times at this guy and that broad that he knocked up, you know, and like life is ruined.
Yes, that happens to you, and you go through your life, and everybody you meet and everybody you see takes a look at your situation and goes, man, good guy, but he'll never bounce back from that.
No, can't go to college, can't do anything, can't get a job, or a good job just because, you know, you had a kid that young, and you got to deal with that. And suddenly it turns into Bieber. So him boinking that old...
His life is made.
Boinking that old broad, you know... After a Motley Crue concert or something. Well, hell, they were probably broken up by then. Anyway, so yeah, weed and Xanax.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty glad that my generation wasn't the pill-popping generation. I mean, I guess they were around. But you know how now it just seems like it's... Taking a pill is just nothing. Prescription pills. Do you remember being around like when you were... I mean, they weren't, were they?
Yeah, sure they
were.
We
had Molly's and
all kinds of stuff.
Bennies and
prescription
uppers.
Though.
No, more of it was, you know, black market.
Well, that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. I'm talking about just legal prescription stuff that people the time.
There wasn't a whole lot of prescription stuff going around back then.
Blame Danny, us for that is your generation, 100%, Jay.
Now wait a minute. I may be wanting to backtrack here a little bit. Because you were very, very popular back in the day if you could crack a script.
Yeah.
Because, what, you heard that term before?
Yes.
Yeah, if you wanted to be popular, learn how to crack a script. But usually what everybody wanted was for, you know, speed and stuff and desoxin and all this other stuff.
It was desoxin, the stuff that would keep you awake for 2 days?
Yeah.
God, you know what?
You know, I knew a lot of guys...
Can I tell you, people that do speed, that staying awake for 2 days sucks? Like, what's the point?
Well, most of them would eventually learn that. But I knew a lot of guys who would get all amped up on speed. They'd stay away for 2 or 3 days, and they all wanted to be really good guitar players. And they would do nothing but get in there and practice for 3 days. They'd sit around all day, all night, playing their guitar. Now, what I never understood was speed always, you know, I heard it made your mind just go everywhere. So how did these guys focus, you know?
Yeah. Speed, didn't you do it once?
Speed makes you focus.
Didn't you take it once and you were like, it was ridiculous and...
I did a certain form of it once.
Oh, boy.
And never again.
Did you ever issue the line, all right, we're rolling now?
All right, we're rolling now.
Yeah, he did, apparently. So, Corby, you never accidentally did meth in your old cocaine days?
I'm sorry, what?
You know,
you never accidentally did meth in your cocaine...
Back in your old cocaine days, you know? You know what I'm talking about. You never
I never did speed or anything like that, no.
Oh.
No.
Man, you got a lot of catching up to do, Holmes.
do, man.
Yeah, I really do, I guess. I'm really missing out.
You've never lived until you've been fired from a pizza job after staying up for 3 days.
Practicing guitar.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever practice guitar, Danny, that 3 day span?
No, I was trying to practice some interracial sex.
What's wrong with this program today?
Man, I don't know. This is the most out there it's been in some time.
This is nothing. Wait till
Here's
tomorrow.
Some great news. Pete's got hundreds of songs, so the only question is whether we get around to it. But we will. He wants to make an album, and I'm always ready and raring to go. We'll just see. Who is that quote from, Mike? Pete.
Pete?
Pete has hundreds of songs. We're going to make a new album. Who said that?
I know who said it.
Pete Seeger's kid?
Nope. The Who said that.
Who?
Roger Daltrey said that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes,
dude,
Mike.
You talk about a band that needed to break up in 1980 and never get back together and make new music. It's The Who. And I love them. I freaking love them.
I love them, too.
They are badass and bombastic, and there's never been anything like them before. But you know what? When they turn 37... They had had it. Pete had had it as a songwriter. I think he had a couple of songs in the 80s that were decent.
There's nothing wrong with Eminence Front. And...
Yeah, a couple of solos. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
It's a good jam. Come on.
I don't mind Eminence Front.
Yeah.
What was that album called? Eminence Front?
Was that From It's Hard?
I don't know. I kind of lost interest in him after Quadrophenia myself.
But, man, now, in 2014...
Yeah, they started doing songs like Athena and Who Are You and stuff.
I swear to God, they're going to make one more round touring, and all that is an excuse for Roger Daltrey to take his shirt off. Because he's like the most ripped 65-year-old man. Or how old is he? Mid-60s? He was young. He was pretty... I mean, he was... One of the younger 60s rockers.
He's probably at least 67.
69.
Maybe he may be the most cut 69-year-old we have roaming this planet.
DiGiani.
Oh, yeah, well. Sorry, George.
70 in March.
Wow.
All right,
looks
so
good,
another
man.
Record, huh?
Yep, another record. And we probably should go,
yes.
Mike.
Okay.
Probably should take a break.
All right, let's do that.